The beautiful names of beloved prophet, beautiful names of beloved prophet, the beautiful names of beloved prophet.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series Asma'un Nabi. Alhamdulillah, in each episode we cover some beautiful names of our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explain what the scholars of Islam have written under those names as well, the explanation, brief explanation of those names as well. Now, before we begin and mention the first name, as per usual, a clarification that these names of the Prophet alayhi salam, a lot of them are sifati names, meaning they are based on the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Atqa, the most fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, not every name of the Prophet alayhi salam can be kept, because the scholars of Islam have said some names are exclusive to his blessed dhat. And hence, when you want to keep any of these names, when you want to name your child after any name of the Prophet ﷺ, apart from Muhammad and Ahmad, then you should consult with the ulama and ask them, am I allowed to keep this name? Because you want to gain blessings and reward for keeping those names. You don't want to incur a sin. So go to the ulama, ask them, this is a name I've heard of. Am I allowed to keep it? Am I allowed to name my child with this name? Inshallah, they will guide you and they will tell you, yes, you can, or they'll tell you if you can't as well. And this way, inshallah, you'll gain afiyah, well-being in both worlds. Now, the first name that I would like to introduce in this episode, the scholars of Islam have said, huwa min ashhari asma'ihi. This is from the most famous, renowned names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a name that we've all heard before. What is it? The name is Al-Mustafa. Al-Mustafa. Mim sad ta fa. And yeah, Mustafa. What does it mean? It means the chosen one, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. So from all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, He has singled out and He has chosen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made him His beloved and made him the leader of His creation. So many blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this rank and maqam from all of creation, and hence one of His names, Al-Mustafa, the chosen one. Now, this name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken or derived from a hadith of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, in fact. And that hadith is in Sahih Muslim. The ulama have derived this name from that hadith. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ismail from the children of Ibrahim. وَاصْطَفَى مِنْ وُلْدِ إِسْمَعِيلَ بَنِي كَنَانَةَ. And from the children of Ismail, he chose the tribe Banu Kinana. And from the Banu Kinana, he chose Quraysh, the tribe known as Quraysh. وَاصْطَفَى مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ بَنِي هَاشِمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose from Quraysh the tribe known as Banu Hashim. And look at this last bit of the hadith. وَاصْطَفَانِي مِنْ بَنِي هَاشِمٍ. And Allah Jalla wa Ala chose me from the Banu Hashim, the tribe of Banu Hashim. Subhanallah. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled out and chosen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence he is Al-Mustafa. And we know from the creation after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, the greatest in terms of rank is Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. And from his awlad, the one who has been granted a high maqam, the highest rank, is Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. And from Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, the greatest rank was given to the tribe Banu Kinana. From Banu Kinana, it was given to Banu Quraysh, people from that particular tribe, loads of people. And from the Quraysh, those individuals that belong to Banu Hashim, they were given a high rank. And from Banu Hashim, the greatest rank was given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the greatest rank from any tribe, any nation, the whole world, whatever it contains, the entire creation, the greatest rank was given to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many narrations stating how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the superior creation, meaning the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greater than anyone else. In one hadith, for example, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator. She says that the Prophet alayhi salam said, قَالَ لِي جِبْرِيلِ Jibreel alayhi salam said to me, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا I traveled to the east of the earth and the west as well. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِن مُحَمَّدٍ But I did not find a person who was more superior than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَمْ أَجِدْ بَيْتًا مِن بَنِي هَاشِمٍ And I did not find no family, no household which was greater than Bani Hashim, Banu Hashim, the tribe that the Prophet alayhi salam belonged to. So this superiority was even acknowledged by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the greatest angel, the leader of the angels alayhi salam. So this is why the Prophet alayhi salam is called Al-Mustafa, the chosen one. And he is the chosen one, as we have heard from all of creation. He is the chosen one. He is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next name that I would like to mention, these are two names together, mentioned together. Al-Musaddad and the second one, As-Sadeed. Al-Musaddad is a tashdeed on the dal and Sadeed. Now what does it mean? Sadeed means istiqama, steadfastness, being able to do something steadfastly or with consistency. And another meaning is to be correct. So it would mean in relation to the Prophet ﷺ, that individual who is steadfast in doing good, and whenever he would do good actions, he would do them steadfastly, continuously, consistently. There would be no lapse. And whenever he would do something, it was his blessed habit sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see it through, to do it with consistency and steadfastness. Hence, Sadeed, one meaning of Sadeed is that. And Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah jalla wa ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, and the Prophet alaihi salam love that an action is done. It may be a small action in the eyes of people, but if it's done with consistency, steadfastness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved, they love that act. And this is something that we need to develop in our lives as well. The second meaning of Sadeed is to be correct, to do something correctly. So in this regard, the Prophet alayhi salam is that individual, that blessed personality, who would always do things in the correct and perfect manner as well. Every action of the Prophet alayhi salam was correct. You can never, ever, ever say that the Prophet alayhi salam did an incorrect action. This cannot be said, because his dhat is Sadeed, and Sadeed means what? The one who does something correctly. And every act of the beloved alayhi salam was done correctly as well. Another meaning is Al-Musaddad. And the meaning of Al-Musaddad, the scholars of Islam have said, that blessed individual whose works Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made correct. Meaning, the Prophet alayhi salam is that blessed individual whose works have been made correct by Allah jalla wa ala. And who can that be said regarding, subhanAllah, besides the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That any act that the Prophet alayhi salam does, Allah jalla wa ala has ensured that it is correct. So that was the meaning of Al-Musaddad. Now, Al-Musaddad has also been read with a tashdeed on the dal and a kasra on it. So Al-Musaddid, instead of Al-Musaddad, Al-Musaddid. Now the meaning here would be that blessed individual who ensures that his ummah, his followers, their mu'amalat, their acts, they are all done correctly and properly as well. And the one who corrects the acts of his ummah, the ummah may be doing something wrong, Prophet alayhi salam is Al-Musaddid, the one who corrects those actions of his ummah as well. If there's any shortcoming in their actions, if there's any wrongdoings, the Prophet alayhi salam will rectify them and will make them correct, durust. And this happened throughout his blessed life, continues to happen. On the day of judgment, he will perform shafa'ah, the intercession, and he will correct and make his ummah's a'mal correct, inshallah, and make them worthy of admittance into paradise as well. And Al-Musaddad, as you heard, the blessed individual whose actions Allah has made correct, subhanallah. This is his closeness, his proximity to Allah Jalla wa'ala. So that was the meaning of Sadeed and Al-Musaddad, you just heard. Another name that I would like to introduce in this episode of ours is Al-Bashir. And generally, in Urdu, they say this without the alif lam, so Bashir. Now, Bashir is from Bisharat or Busharat. It's derived from either of these two, min al-Bishara wal-Bushara. And what does it mean? That blessed individual who gives glad tidings, who gives good news, who informs of goodness, informs of glad tidings. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanAllah, throughout his life he was Bashir in the sense that he informed his ummah of glad tidings, and he informed them of good news as well. Meaning he would tell them that if you believe in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you were to do acts that please him, then inshallah you will enter Jannah, you will enter paradise. This was him giving glad tidings and encouraging the people to believe in Allah and to follow the book that he revealed, the Quran, to follow the commandments, avoid the prohibitions as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Bashir, and throughout his life he would inform of various acts. If you do this act, this is the reward. If you do this act, this is the reward. This is the outcome of that act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you immensely. So this is why he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is known as Bashir. For example, if you perform Salah, this is the reward for it. If you give Zakah, this is the reward. Hajj, this is the reward. So throughout his life, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave glad tidings to people. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he even encouraged his ummah to do this. In one hadith, he said, Bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Meaning, give glad tidings, you know, give happy news to people. Wa la tunaffiru. And do not make people, you know, feel hatred. So one of the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Al-Bashir, and this is a name that the Quran mentions as well, the ahadith mention as well. First of all, in the Quran, in Surah Al-Fatir, verse 24, Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Inna arsalnaka bilhaqi bashiran wa nadira." That, O beloved, we send you with the truth as a giver of glad tidings and as a warner. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself declares the beloved as Bashir. He refers to him as Bashir, the one who gives glad tidings. And in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَا أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ خُرُوجًا إِذَا بُعِثُوا وَأَنَا مُبَشِّرُهُمْ إِذَا يَئِسُوا. That I will be the first of all people to raise from my grave, to exit my grave when they will be resurrected. وَأَنَا مُبَشِّرُهُمْ إِذَا يَئِسُوا. And I will give them glad tidings when they will have lost hope. Meaning this is in reference to Qiyamah and resurrection. The Prophet ﷺ said, I will be the first to leave my grave, to exit my grave. And secondly, I will be the one to give glad tidings and good news to the people when they will have lost hope. Meaning the Day of Judgment, we know it's a difficult day. And nafsa nafsi, people will just be thinking about themselves. There the Prophet ﷺ will give hope to people and he will give glad tidings to them as well. SubhanAllah. In this verse, in the hadith, you heard how the Prophet ﷺ is Bashir. So one name of the Prophet ﷺ is Bashir. Another name that I'd like to include in our silsila is Al-Haq. Haqaf. Haq. Now, normally when we say Haq, so the meaning of Haq, when you say something, for example, and if it's true, that statement will be known as Haq. So in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed and said, as we know, it was the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was according to the waqi, according to reality, and therefore the Prophet alayhi salam is known as Haq. All his statements, all of his sayings, all of his instructions were Haq. They were exactly in accordance to reality. So everything the Prophet ﷺ came with was Haq, was the truth. And therefore one of his names is Haq. And when he said to people, do this amal, you will enter Jannah, we believe in that, that's Iman. So therefore that statement is Haq. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you do this, then you will end up in the hellfire. This is a sin, don't do it. We know that those statements are true. And that will happen. People will enter hellfire because of those bad deeds. People will enter Jannah because of the good deeds that the Prophet ﷺ told us about. Then all of his statements, all of his sayings, they are Haq. And therefore he is referred to as Haq. One of his names is Haq. And this name can be derived from the Hadith-e Paak as well. For example, in one narration, the Prophet ﷺ, it said regarding him, Muhammadun Haqqun, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truth. Meaning he is a true prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came from Allah jalla wa ala. And similarly, one meaning of Haqq is Al-Muzhiru lil-Haqq. The one who makes the truth apparent. Al-Muzhiru lil-Haqq. The one who makes the truth apparent. That is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is he called Haqq? Because he makes the truth apparent. He showed everything as it is. He showed right and wrong. So, Al-Muzhiru lil-Haqq. So one is there being a truth, that Muhammadun Haqqun, Muhammad is a truth, he is a true prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second meaning of Haqq is the one who conveys truths to people. He tells people of truthful things, things which are true. And that is the blessed individual known as Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he reveals the truth to people. And the final name that I'd like to include in our episode today is Sahibut Taj. Now, Taj in the Arabic language refers to the crown, Taj. Sahibut Taj, the one who wears the crown, the possessor of the crown. And this is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one Durood Sharif, the lengthy Durood Sharif that people read for blessings, it's known as Durood-e-Taj. Because in the first few lines, it mentions Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, Sahibit Taj wal Mi'raj wal Buraqi wal Alam, the one who has the crown, the possessor of the crown. And this is a title of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it has been mentioned in the Injil, the previous scripture, the Injil, where the Prophet alayhi salam is mentioned in that scripture. This wasf, this attribute of being a possessor of a crown, a wearer of a crown, has also been mentioned as well. Now, what is meant by this crown? Alama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, in his book Ar-Riyadul Aniqa, he states, what is meant by Taj is the imamah, the blessed imamah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would wear, the head covering on top of his hat. And we know that he wouldn't wear a normal crown like people think, a gold crown or a silver. His Taj was the blessed imamah that he would wear throughout his life. And this was a sunnate daima. This is something that he never refrained from using. He always wore the blessed imamah as well. It's mentioned in many narrations. And you may have heard some narrations where it states that the imamah, the turbans, they are the crowns of the angels. They are the crowns of the angels. So when we refer to the Prophet ﷺ as Sahibut Taj, we mean the one who wore an imamah. This is why he's referred to as Sahibut Taj. And as you just heard, in the Injil, the previous scripture that was revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, even in there it's mentioned Sahibut Taj. The hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam states, Wal ama'imu tijanul Arab, that the imamas are the crowns of the Arabs. So this is something that we don't give attention to. But here the hadith is telling us that the imamah is a crown. And this crown is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need a physical crown. We don't need a silver or a gold crown. We have the crown in the form of the imamah. We should wear it. We should revive the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salam. Ask yourselves, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore imamah throughout his life. How many times have we worn an imamah out of love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We will wear all other fancy headgear or something on our head, but why don't we wear the imamah? When will we adopt this blessed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's many ulama, devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who desire, and they even write in their will that when I pass away, bury me with the imamah. Because when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam blesses my noble grave, when I'm asked about him, I will be an imamah. And they want to take that symbol of the sunnah with them into the grave as well. So may Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq to understand the ahamiyah, the significance and importance of the imamah, and allow us to wear it daily, teach our children about it as well. Revive this sunnah. As the Prophet alayhi salam said, that if you revive any of my sunnah when it has been abandoned, then you will receive the reward of 100 martyrs. Subhanallah. Who doesn't want that reward? How to do it? Simple. Just wear an imamah, inshallah. The Prophet alayhi salam, one of his names is Sahibut Taj, the possessor of the crown. And what is the crown? The imamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to take more and more blessings from these names of the Prophet alayhi salam, to learn about them and to implement them in our lives as well. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet, beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet.